Hello everybody, welcome to the Azara Podcast. My name is Asanya, and if this is your first time listening, I want to welcome you to the Azara Podcast, where we talk about faith, family, work, and life in general. So I hope that the episodes are going to bring you a lot this year, and I'm hoping that you will be blessed. So today, what am I talking about? I would say I'm talking about what I am currently struggling with, and what probably a lot of you are also struggling with. I am talking about the myth called work-life balance. So, in the words of Mr. Miyagi of the Karate Kid, he says, better learn balance. Balance is key. As moms, as wives, as parents, as working adults, we have a lot of things on our plate. I'll be honest to say, there are many times I have thought about, my goodness, why did I as a kid want to be an adult so much? Can you imagine what it's like? You wake up, your food's ready, or you're like, when you're hungry, food is ready. We go to school, come back, do a little bit here and there. But I mean, just think about that. Now it's you have to think of how to be a good mom, how to be a good sister, how to be a good wife, how to be a good working adult. We have a lot of that. And again, like Mr. Miyagi said in Karate Kid, better learn balance, because balance is key. So I mean, is there something that we all missed in school? Is there something I missed while I was in school? Because I mean, I didn't think about it being this complicated or being this difficult to do a lot of things, but it is. And I listen to Gary Vaynerchuk, and I listened to one of his episodes where he said there is no such thing as work-life balance. Every family is different. I would tell you that for me was a moment where I thought about, that's a good way to look at it. Because you would see someone who is, I'm a stay-home mom, I do this, or I work full-time, I do this. Like, how do they as a person achieve all that they've achieved? Remember last week we talked about SMART goals? That is, like I said, I'm kind of sharing a little bit of what I'm doing this year with you guys. Hopefully it blesses somebody. Hopefully it blesses you as it blesses me. Last week I talked about SMART goals. Again, just like Gary Vee said, every family is different. There's no such thing as work-life balance. So I was like, that was kind of like a light bulb moment for me. Because it's very easy. Now that we all have social medias, it's very easy to be like, this person did this way, maybe I could follow them and mine will work out. Or you see all this, once you open your browser and you see somebody, like an influencer's website, or you see somebody on social media and you try something, for some reason I believe Google knows what you're looking for. Well, you all know that they target you with ads and stuff. So you see that once you start looking at it, like, this person got this right, I could do this. But again, like Gary Vee said, every family's different. What worked for family A with 3 kids, 5 kids, 1 kid won't be the same as your own family. So I looked up the definition of what a myth was, and in the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says, it defines it as traditional story of ostensibly historical events that serves to unfold part of a worldview of a people or explain a practice, belief, or natural phenomenon. So that is, in my opinion, what work-life balance is. It's a myth. It's a myth. It's, for me right now, and I would say it's not attainable, but it is possible. I actually Googled what work-life balance was, and I tried to find some quotes of what some famous people had said about what work-life balance, and I found an article on realwealth.com by Jessica Willand, and I will share with you guys a few of the quotes that I found about work-life balance. The first one is, either you run the day, run, R-U-N, the day, or the day runs you. It is very, very, very easy to let the day run you. I mean, working full-time, you plan, okay, this is what I have to do, this is how I have, what I have to get done by the end of the day, and sometimes before you know it, you look up, it's already 2 p.m., or for me, sometimes I look up and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's 2 p.m., where did the day go? I had such high hopes, I had such big plans. What did I do today? But anywho, he says, Jim Rohn says, either you run today or the day runs you. Another one is, balance is not better time management, but better boundary management. That is absolute truth. Balance means making choices, and enjoying those choices, by Betsy Jacobson. Another one is, never get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life. That was from Dolly Parton. I'll read that again. Never get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life. Guys, it is so easy with so much work out there. Sorry, I'm with my little one. So if you hear noises in the background, that's what that is. It's so easy to have our plate so full. And we try to accomplish, you wake up early, stay late, try to finish work. If you're an entrepreneur, try to get your business going. And we forget to make a life. And all our kids remember is, oh yeah, mom's always busy. Oh yeah, dad's always busy. He was never there. That's not what you want. That's not what I want. So like Dolly Parton says, never get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life. Think about that for a bit. And then the other thing is, when in doubt, choose the kids. There will be plenty of time later to choose work. Yes. You, mom, dad, friend, uncle, auntie, grandparents, you do not want to be that one that the kids, remember, they're always working. And don't want to talk to them. Because if you think about it, they will grow old. Do you want to be sidelined too? Do you, as a parent, as a sibling, aunt, uncle, do you want to be set aside? Because they are also too busy trying to do their thing because you did yours and now there's no relationship? That's actually really sad. There was an article that came up. I don't know if you saw it. And, was it an Internet Explorer? But it was an article about a woman who was found in her home and she had been mummified. This happened in Italy. And she had been mummified. And they believe, the neighbors think, the last time they had seen her was pre-COVID. So guys, that is 2 years ago. When I read that, it was sad. Can you imagine? I mean, she was found sitting down on her chair at the table. How sad or how lonely is that? You don't want to be that parent, or you don't want to be that aunt or uncle who, I mean, her situation, this lady's situation was unique in that the neighbors or people were saying in the article that they had thought she had moved out of her vicinity or out of that area before COVID hit, because a lot of families had done that, but nobody checked on her, nothing, guys. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen to you. But please, again, when in doubt, choose the kids, choose family. There will be plenty of time later to choose work. And that was by Anna Quinlan. Time is really the only capital that any human being has, and the only thing that he cannot afford to lose, says Thomas Edison. and boundaries help create mutual balance instead of split balance. And this is from the book Boundaries by Drs. Henry Cloud and John Townsend. Guys, if you can read that book, do it. I'm listening to it a second time on Audible. And guys, now with having two kids, now working a lot more, or having so much work going on at work and then coming home trying to be part of my kids' life, I would be honest, if not for some of the boundaries I have set, it is very difficult to keep everything done or all the balls juggled and not falling on the floor and stuff. So again, the guys who wrote the book Boundaries said they help you and me create mutual boundaries, help us create mutual balance instead of split balance. So rather than trying to figure out this work-life balance situation, the best thing to do is set boundaries. Those boundaries would help us out to balance what we need to do and how we need to get that done. Again, and I'm going to end, this last quote says, "Don't forget to breathe," by Mr. Miyagi. I'm bringing you some quotes from Mr. Miyagi today. Don't mind me. So all of that is what we learned about people who are actually leaving it. All the things from based on their experiences, what they have said. But how about what the Bible says? So let's go to Ecclesiastes 4, verse 5 and 6. It says, "And I saw that all toil," verse 4, "all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two hands with toil and chasing after the wind." So guys, like, toil and achievement spring from one person's envy of another. So are we working extra hard to make all this money so that we'll be better than person A or person B? Or are we saying, "I'm not going to be envious of anybody and just fold my hands and not do anything"? Again, if that is a situation we choose, where we're like, "Yeah, I'm not going to fold my hands, I'm not going to do anything, but I'll just wait to see how things fall in place." This is another thing the Bible says from Proverbs 6 verse 10. "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to rest." Hold on, let me pull it up really quickly. Proverbs 6. I'm going to read a different version to just give you guys a little bit of what it says. Proverbs 6 verse 10. "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding up, the hands to rest," in verse 11. Poverty will come upon you like a robber and want like an armed man." So it's like, if you say you not do anything just so that you see how all this falls in place, then poverty will come upon you like an armed man. So we cannot not do anything, and we cannot do everything. We need to be like, I would say, I am praying. I need to be like Mary in the story we found in Luke 10, verse 38 and 42. The story is of two sisters, Mary and Martha, that Jesus went to visit. So when Jesus got there to Martha's house, I believe is what it said, Martha was excited. I bet Mary was excited too. But Martha went around trying to get things ready for the guests who were in the house, and Mary sat down at Jesus' feet. So Martha goes like, "Jesus, would you please tell Mary that she needs to help me?" And Jesus told her, she chose what was the good part, and that would not be taken from her. So guys, I want to end with this. I think I went a little bit long today. Choose the good part and that would not be taken from you. So what is the good part? I believe the good part is balance. The good part is learning to set boundaries, to leave work at work and do home at home. Saying we need a man to choose what is the good part, and the good part is, I guess I'm going to read what Jesus said. Martha, because she was the one who was worried. You're worried and upset about many things, but a few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So I would say to pray. I guess what I'm going to do is to pray to have wisdom on what I should set boundaries at. I would say one of my biggest problems is work boundaries, because there is so much work to do, guys, and I tend to bring work home. When I bring work home, guess what suffers? Time with the kids, time with my family and my husband, that suffers. And then I'm rushing. I don't have time for my devotionals or my quiet time. So that needs to change. And that is what I'm going to try to do this year. Prayerfully choose what my boundaries are. Because to achieve this myth called work-life balance, we will need to redefine what our boundaries are, so that we can achieve what balance is. Again, I would say to achieve what is called work-life balance, we need to redefine what our boundaries are. And when we do that and set clear, I would say written, again, like SMART goals, something we can achieve, have a time. You're okay. Set smart boundaries, we will be able to achieve this myth called work-life balance. All right, thank you guys for listening. I am going to try to post notes on this and the website, the Azora Podcast. If you have achieved or figured out how to achieve work-life balance in your life, at work, at school, please let me know. You can email me, theazorapodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Azora Podcast. I used to post a lot, but not as much. Again, by redefining my boundaries with social media, time at work, time at home, I've reset my priorities. I'll put it that way. So, until the next episode, you can find me on Instagram, Azora Podcast. You can email me, theazorapodcast@gmail.com. Comment below. Also, in the blog post that I will post about if you've achieved work-life balance, and tell me how you're doing. All right. Thanks, guys. God bless you. Bye-bye.